Time now for our daily dose of reality with Civil Beat's Chad Blair. Hawaii has barely got its medical marijuana dispensaries off the ground. Now the news about the Trump administration giving states the green light to prosecute marijuana cases. Good morning, Chad.
Oh, hello, Catherine.
Quite a story.
Yeah, and you know, I think I'm afraid of the reality check today is we don't know exactly how this is going to play out. You remember the Obama administration, they backed off, really a hands-off approach when it came to having the feds interfere with states that had either recreational marijuana laws or decriminalized for, or rather for medical marijuana. We just don't quite know how this is going to play out. Right now, the last count I checked, Catherine, I think 29 states now have some form of legalized pot, either recreational. California, I think, became just the eighth state this week to allow that, or medical marijuana, which, as you know, we in Hawaii have had, and you mentioned the dispensary. So there's some saying that the Jeff Sessions move might actually start a national conversation about whether we should move to decriminalization.
Right, because like you mentioned, so many states have some form of legal marijuana.
You know, I could tell you that our congressional delegation, all four of them were really pretty upset, particularly Tulsi Gabbard. She's actually got a resolution in the House that would change the Schedule One status of marijuana. You know what that means, right? That means marijuana is ranked, classified, along with heroin and LSD and ecstasy, I believe. And she's been pushing to say that should not be a Schedule One drug. It's ridiculous. She said yesterday that, look, this is an outdated policy the federal government has when it comes to marijuana. We're wasting a lot of money. We're tearing up families. So one wonders whether there might actually be a push in Congress. By the way, it's not just Democrats. There's a lot of Republicans that are upset with Jeff Sessions, who, of course, is a Republican attorney general.
Right, but we haven't heard yet back from the attorney general here, have we? Or the governor?
Well, the governor has not spoken out. I know that the attorney general has expressed some concerns about how this is going to work. Our attorney general has been not shy at all, of course, about challenging the Department of Justice and other issues. We do have in place a highly regulated program for medical marijuana, and we do know that the Ninth Circuit ruled not long ago, the Ninth Circuit includes Hawaii and the Western states, said, look, the Department of Justice can't interfere with a state's medical pot laws. Now, how will that play out with recreational marijuana? I don't know. And one wonders if that's what Sessions is really focused on. But I would imagine the resistance will be strong. And because the state has set up its system for medical marijuana, perhaps there will not be as big of an impact. But again, the reality check is nobody really knows where this is going to go.
All right. Okay, well, that was political and opinion editor Chad Blair with today's reality check from Civil Beat.